Joining us now, Roger Badd, Idaho Water Users Association. Once again, Roger, good to have you with us.
Kevin, thank you very much for having me this morning.
You know, I've thought of your campaign to raise public awareness of our water rights that are going away, and I thought it was one of the most undercovered stories of the year. I'm glad to see other media outlets have picked it up. And then to see how it has hit home, my own homeowners association in Star started warning us about what could happen if something isn't done about our water rights.
Yes, and that's great. The word has spread to the valley. A lot of citizens are getting engaged. And I want to thank the callers in the previous shows that we've had and also those who have sent out letters to the governor and attorney general's office. It's actually making a difference. And to just kind of recap what those issues are, Kevin, if I might, some of you already know this information, but we have some new listeners out there that may not. But the Idaho Department of Water Resources and Attorney General's Office have both decided to challenge the validity of our longstanding water rights in the Treasure Valley. And they have done so through administrative proceedings that were conducted last August at the Department of Water Resources, as well as being parties to a lawsuit in the Snake River Basin Adjudication Court. These challenges would literally take away our water rights, which is considered private property, from our citizens and also make water that once belonged to our residents available to new claimants and downstream interests. The Boise River simply does not supply enough water to irrigate our lands within this valley. So without the 1 million acre-feet or so of water that can be stored in Arrow Rock, Anderson Ranch, and Lucky Peak reservoirs during the winter and spring months, we would literally be out of water by early June. The early pioneers of this area in the early 1900s recognized this, and as a result, this valley's been fully appropriated since. So the construction of Arrow Rock, Anderson Ranch, and Lucky Peak dams were built to provide additional storage for our irrigators and to ensure that our irrigators would have enough irrigation water to make it through the irrigation year.
Well, and here's the issue that we have talked about. Again, for folks that are just tuning in that have not heard this, Roger, for the first time. So how it impacts you is all of a sudden, instead of having those nice, green, lush, plush lawns that we so diligent when it comes to lawn care, we might not be able to use our irrigation to water them.
That is correct, Kevin. The Attorney General's Office and Idaho Department of Water Resources have taken a couple of legal positions. And these are changes in water accounting practices that were conducted unilaterally by the department. They were not authorized by the legislature or through a formal rulemaking process. So due process was not even consulted. As a result, the more water that is released right now based on those legal opinions that were made for flood control purposes, that means the less storage water you are now going to have to begin the irrigation year with. So let me give you an example of that. Under the new legal opinions that IDWR and the AG's office have come out with, if we now release 200,000 acre-feet of water for flood control releases, and flood control releases take place during a period of time where you cannot use or capture the water for any kind of beneficial use, that 200,000 acre-feet now would be counted against you as water you've used, even though you haven't been able to put it to any kind of use at all. So you would begin the irrigation year with 200,000 acre-feet less water than what you normally would in a regular year with flood control. By midsummer, storage is often the primary source of water for our valley. And when storage is no longer available, then the irrigation ends. And the irrigation delivery entities who deliver this water cease to deliver that water once it's no longer available. It's important to note also that the reservoirs here in this valley were also created and developed to protect the valley from flooding. In the 1940s, we had a lot of flooding in this valley. And to protect area residents and businesses and to be good stewards to the valley, our irrigators willingly and in good faith entered into an agreement with the Army Corps of Engineers and the State of Idaho and the Bureau of Reclamation. And what that agreement, it's called the Flood Control Agreement of 1953, what that agreement does is it ensures that there's enough open space in the reservoirs, and that means 300,000 acre-feet of open space during the flood control season to ensure that flood control releases are made during that time and that our area residents are not flooded out in the valley. It's also key to balancing flood prevention and water storage as part of our reservoir operating plan that was approved also more than 60 years ago, and it was also approved by Congress as well in 1954. This plan, of course, keeps open space in the reservoirs to capture high runoff and controls the release of water from Lucky Peak Dam. So in order to maintain flood control spaces in the reservoirs, water has to be released early in the year. There's just no other option to that. And as runoff declines, less flood control space is required and the reservoirs are safely filled. Now, the reservoir operating plan assures Treasure Valley water users that the reservoir shall be operated this way to fulfill their water rights as well. And in 1953, when our irrigators signed off on that agreement, they were assured during that time that their water rights would not be infringed upon. They were saying, you know, if I'm going to release water during a period of time where, you know, I can't use it for any beneficial use and I want to make sure that water does not count against me during that time, they were assured during that time that that water would not be counted against them and their water rights would not be infringed upon. You know, several hundred thousand acre feet of water may be stored after flood control releases are made, and this has been the case since the first dam was constructed in 1915. But now the state has decided to, you know, flip-flop on that good faith effort that was made in 1953 with the agreement.
And what is the motivation for the state of Idaho deciding that they're going to take our water rights?
Well, you know, we've asked that question several times, Kevin. We've asked it of the director, we've asked it of staff and others, and the answer we keep getting is we want to make everybody happy. We want to protect junior water right users in this valley. And, you know, personally, to a lot of us, that's just something that's just an unacceptable answer because, you know, here we are, we have a lot of senior water right holders in this valley who depend upon the water. We have a prior appropriation doctrine in the state that was developed in 1890. It was approved by the legislature, put into our Constitution in 1890. And it basically says those who are first in time are also first in right, meaning that senior water right holders receive priority over junior water right holders. It's something that our state's adopted as well as other states in the West. So this basically flip-flops that because what the department and the AG's office are saying with their legal opinions and also, the court cases that are going on, as they're saying now, during the period of time where you would fill the reservoirs after flood control releases are made, you historically, you were denied the historic right to that water now. So in other words, anybody can actually grab that water and use it for any kind of use that they want to for future uses and future growth. And that totally diminishes the water rights and the private property rights that our folks have with our existing water right holders in this valley. It also means that, you know, say you release 200,000 acre feet of water for flood control during a year, and you were formerly able to store 1 million acre feet. So you release 200,000 acre feet. That means you would have about 500,000 acre feet or so of water of that year to begin the irrigation season with. And you can imagine what that would do to the valley. It would dry things up because irrigation delivery entities would then be forced to shut off water earlier in the irrigation season than they normally would. And you can imagine what that would do to our farmland, to our lawns, our gardens, and other types of things that folks depend upon for irrigation water.
Sure. 580-5436, 580-KIDO, if you have a question, cause, concern. So, Roger, you have been building this up. You have been, and the group have been working on getting the word out. What has been the reaction? Again, like I said, I thought of you immediately over the holidays when the HOA at my place were echoing the talking points that you've been trying to get the word out. We've had, I know, a few TV stations have picked up the story. Now here we are, the start of the legislature, the start of the season. What's been the reaction? And obviously, action points of the folks listening, what they can do to make sure that they have the ability, the freedom to take care of their lawns.
Absolutely, Kevin. Well, we've had a real outpouring from the community. It's been very positive. A lot of folks are being more engaged in the effort because they're becoming more educated on the issue. That was really our intent from the Treasure Valley Water Users Association, was to educate folks about the importance of this issue and the impacts to them as water users. We have a really good coalition of Treasure Valley legislators who have come on board as well. And as a lot of folks know, the legislature started on Monday. A lot of folks are already asking what they can do to help in the valley. For those of you out there that wish to contact your elected officials, you know, these folks obviously work for us. You know, our citizens deserve a lot better treatment than what we've had right now from the state.
And it is an election year, so if they're going to listen, this would be the year.
This would be the year, absolutely, Kevin. That's exactly right. You know, it's entirely appropriate when our government acts against us that, especially to the will of its citizens, that we need to inform the public about the threats and to seek assistance from our elected officials who govern the state. And that's exactly what we need to do. You know, our legislators held a press conference back in November of last year. They did an outstanding job getting the word out to folks about their concerns. They told the state of Idaho to stand down on these unwarranted attacks on our water rights. These are unnecessary attacks. They were really unprovoked attacks when it comes, you know, comes right down to it. In fact, we've asked the question, why? You know, why is the state even doing this to us? Why have they challenged the validity of our longstanding water rights, you know, here in this valley? And we can never really get a solid answer on that. And so the community's engaged, legislators are engaged, and the cities also support us on this effort, too. We've had letters as of last year from Boise, Nampa, Caldwell, Parma, et cetera, in this valley. So it's not just agriculture. It's the cities, municipalities, homeowners, et cetera, that are getting on board as well. The valley is uniting on this issue, and they should. As we progress into the legislative session, we also have a court case that we have to consider, too. So, you know, it's always one of those things where you kind of weigh, should we do legislation during a time where there's a pending court case? And the answer usually is no, we probably shouldn't. The Snake River Basin Adjudication Court Special Master made a decision in favor of our irrigators last October, on October 9th. And I wanted just to read an excerpt, if I could.
Roger, we'll do that in 2 seconds. Okay. You're listening. By the way, now is the time, if you're concerned about your water rights, call in, talk to Roger now at 580-5436-580-KIDO. You're listening to Kevin Miller on Idaho's Talk Station, 580-KIDO.